Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training. All right, let's be real for a second. You've thought about starting a business, maybe you've even tried dropshipping, and it's probably felt like you're just throwing stuff against the wall to see what sticks, right? You're dropshipping some cheap junk from a sketchy website, praying it gets there, and then you're making 12 cents on the dollar. It's a grind. What if there was a different way? A playbook? A blueprint? What if you could skip all the nonsense and build a real business selling high-ticket stuff, I'm talking products over $1,000, from trusted suppliers? Look, John and I distilled 21 years of e-commerce experience into 6 simple checklists. It's the battle-tested blueprint that over 1,000 students have used to launch in 30 days. No more guessing, no more costly mistakes. We're giving you all 6 checklists, plus a video walkthrough for each one for just $9. That's a no-brainer. Go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/checklist to get the ultimate high-ticket dropshipping checklist bundle and stop doing things the hard way. That's dropshipbreakthrough, spelled thru.com/checklist. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And I mentioned on the last show, we were going to go deeper here on how to find dropshipping suppliers in the USA. And how do you, which supplier is the best for dropshipping in the USA, John? Like, there's a million apps out there. Which one's the best?
Yeah, I think the little catch line that we like to use for that is the one you find yourself, right? You know, a lot of people associate dropshipping with tools for some reason. And that's the thing from the last, you know, the last few years. Like, people think of, oh, dropshipping, I'm going to use Oberlo to, and that's where I'm going to get my products, or DSs, or, you know, any of those sort of tools. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to have one supplier, and that's where I'm going to get all my products from. And I think that's kind of the wrong way to do dropshipping. That's the wrong way to think about it. The reality is that if you do dropshipping right, you're not just going to have one supplier anyway, right? I mean, you're going to have multiple suppliers. It doesn't make any business sense to, it doesn't make sense for any business of any type, let alone a dropshipping business, to have single points of failure, right? So if you're thinking you're only going to work with one supplier, like, what happens if something happens to that supplier? You know, your business is going to be dead overnight. So when we do high ticket dropshipping, which, you know, we say is the best way to do dropshipping, always has been, still is, still will be, you're actually going to be working with multiple suppliers. You know, you might work with 5, with 10, with 20, right, suppliers for the products that you sell. And so it's not a case of working with like a piece of software is your supplier. You're actually going to build real relationships with real companies that have existed for time on the market, are high quality. And that's what we're looking to do with suppliers in the USA. Now, I think the trick that a lot of people here will be thinking when they hear that is, of course, great. So yeah, you're saying I'm going to be working with multiple suppliers and they're the ones that you find yourself rather than just thinking, oh, you're going to get it through some app or some piece of software. Like, how do you actually go out and find suppliers in the USA? Ben, you're in the USA. I'm obviously an Australian, but you're in the USA. Like, what do you do? What do you do? If somebody wants to go out and start finding suppliers today, where do they start? How do they think about it?
If you recap the last episode, right? Find the person, right? Find the person first, then find the products. And from there, we can find, I'm going to call them brands. It's not supply. We're looking at brands here. In the US, everything is a brand. Maybe that's different in smaller countries. There's going to be less known brands. But in America, everything's a brand here, right? So when it comes to, you know, USA dropshipping suppliers, it is the brand. So what did I used to call it? Wellness Willy? Any of those things. Well, let's talk about someone who's into wellness. Some of the trends nowadays are around cold plunges, saunas, things like that. So let's use saunas. So we found someone into wellness. We're thinking about selling cold plunges, saunas, red lights. I might throw that in the bucket of e-bikes nowadays, by the way, John, of just like something a lot of people are thinking about, and that's fine. Let's stick with saunas. I'm going to go to Google. Actually, this is probably one of the easiest tricks I think there is. Go to Google, type in
different variations of the sauna. So you could start with sauna, maybe one person sauna, two person sauna, three person sauna, corner sauna. Type those in and go to the shopping tab. So you're going to need to do this on a computer, on a desktop, things like that. I'm not sure what it looks like on mobile. It's probably still available. And on the left-hand side is brands. You can literally hit brands. So some of those are going to be hopefully your future competitors if you decide to move forward here. But a lot of those are going to be brands, right? So one of those that'll pop up is Sunlighten. Sunlighten is a brand in the sauna space. And I would imagine, without going there in live time, that you could go to this brand site and they're going to have a section perhaps about becoming a distributor, a dealer for this brand. And if they don't, even better, you don't want it to be table stakes for everybody who's reaching out here, but you should want to find a phone number and give them a call. Let them know I want to become a retailer for your brand. That's how it works in the US. Like, we're selling real brands. We are a retailer, just like REI, just like Best Buy, just like Walmart. We are a retailer of products. Hopefully we've really honed in on one person. We're not trying to serve everybody. And then we're going to reach out to the brands who sell products to those people. And we're going to say, hey, we'd like to sell your products on our site. Here's what we're trying to build over here.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's the biggest thing. And you know, that Google thing does to work. I was just sitting here doing it while you were talking. I was like, well, does that work? And I'm in Australia as well, much smaller country. And I did it. And for a few different product categories, just while you were mentioning, like I did red light therapy and a few others. And yeah, that little list of brands was there. And so that's like a really easy place.
Where else do you like to find them, John? I saw your face light up like, oh, I've never thought of that. So like, it's funny that I do that. Where do you find them? Where do you go find the brands that exist or the manufacturers that exist?
Yeah, look, I mean, I would still go to Google Shopping. I think I'll use Google Shopping and, you know, like you say, like put a product category into the search bar, or, you know, a product type, if you like. And then I'll just look at, you know, what are the ads that come up? You know, a lot of retailers like us will put the brand name in front of the product title, you know, and so you'll hit see it there. I'll click through on some of those ads to the websites and see like I can click through onto one here. It's like Therapy Lights Australia or something like that, you know, and I can look through their site and they talk about products on there. And so I'm just looking at like, what are the brand names on the products? Like it's that simple. The brand name on the product is the supplier. If you've been getting tons of value from the podcast and you want to learn more about high ticket dropshipping and interact with a fantastic community of high ticket dropshippers, we've got a free Facebook group that you can join right now today. So if you head over to Facebook and search for Dropship Breakthrough, you'll see a Facebook come up that has on the end of it, High Ticket Dropshipping Mastery for New Entrepreneurs. Hit the join button, you'll get into the group. We do group only trainings in there, and there's thousands of other people who are going through the high ticket dropshipping journey that you can look for support from, ask questions, and find out if high ticket dropshipping is for you. So from there, I just see that brand name and then I'll go back to the Google page and I'll type in, you know, the name of the brand, like Omnilux. I'll just put Omnilux into the search thing and I'm probably, let's just see if this works. Like on the main, like out of shopping, just on the main, on the main search results. Yeah. I'm going to come up with a website that's omniluxled.com. So I would go through, medical grade LED light therapy at home. So I'm going to go through, I'm going to go to their website. I'm going to find their contact details on there. So I mean, like that's the way I'll do it. Like I say, you can go through and just search, like I could just have searched red light therapy manufacturers or red light therapy device manufacturers or wholesalers or distributors or suppliers. You know, oftentimes some of these products will be made in a different country. So they might not be made in the USA sometimes. A lot of products are, but a lot of products aren't. They might be made in Europe or they might be made in Asia somewhere or something like that. And they're going to be distributed in the US by a company. Right. And that company might distribute four or five brands, maybe not just one. And so that distributor is going to be your supplier, right? You're going to call them, you're going to have the supplier conversation with them. And then if they approve you, you're actually going to get access to four or five brands at the same time, which is sometimes cool, right? So I think a few little variations of search terms on Google is often what I've done. And I've even once again, I mentioned this, I think in the last episode, I've even started using AI for this. So you can go to an AI tool and say, and ask it, like, what companies make blah, blah, blah? You know, and they'll spit you out a list of companies that it thinks makes blah, blah, blah. And once again, you can just take those names, put it into Google. Is there a website for that company? Go and have a look at it. Do they make these products? Yeah, they do. Great. They could be a supplier, potentially.
Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts, probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
I imagine this is a bit mind-blowing. I know it was for me in the beginning. When I first started researching what high-ticket dropshipping was, I thought there had to be this website where I could sign up, pay a fee, and I, you know, here's 1,000 products. Good luck kind of thing. That, I really thought that's how it existed. And so when I first heard it was the brands, I was like, cool. Like, makes sense. Why do they want to work with me? Right. First off, what am I going to say when I call them, and why on earth would they want to work with me? So I imagine there's some people who may have stumbled onto this podcast who are thinking to themselves, how the heck am I going to get them on board, John? Like, how are they going to decide to work with me? I've never ran a business before. How does that even begin? And I know we've done some old podcasts on this. In fact, you can go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/suppliers. That'll forward you to Spotify, to a really old 2-3-part episode that John and I did about actually calling these suppliers. But you know, to the person listening to this, who's just had their mind blown, John, that we actually work with brands, what would you say to them when they're like, why would they want, imposter syndrome. Maybe you've never heard that term before. That definitely shows up when you first start thinking about calling a brand. I sold pellet grills, right? Louisiana Grills is a big name in the space. Pit Boss is a big name in the space. And the idea that you're going to work with one of those brands and they're going to want to work with you can kind of blow your mind in the beginning. What do you say to someone who's sitting there going, I don't know if they're going to want to work with me?
Yeah, there's probably two things I would say, because the other question that comes up around this is like, around the question of brands, is that the first thing to say is, if you did your niche selection right, you're going to be contacting the right brands. So when we think about brands, a lot of things that people go to is like, Sony or Panasonic or, you know, Gucci or, you know, Nike or Reebok or something like that. Yeah, those are big brands and they're not going to dropship for you. But if you did your niche selection right, you're not going to end up in a niche that is dominated by those sorts of brands, right? So you want to identify brands that are known just within your niche, right? To the people who are passionate about you, to our last episode, maybe even going back two episodes, we talked about you want your niche to be defined by a person who has an interest. And so the brands that you're targeting are going to be brands that are well known, like for people that are within that space, right? So, not by everybody on the planet. That's too broad, too big. So we're not going for that. But like, I think you've got to remember, right? For the right type of brand that we're talking about here, the right type of supplier, their business model is we develop a range of products, or a product. Sometimes it might be just one product, or it might be a range of products. That is our business model. We're focused on manufacturing, on developing products that are fantastic, and we partner with retail companies to get them into the hands of customers to use them. And those companies do the marketing, they do the customer service, and they manage the customer relationship. That's not our business model. We don't want to do that. We want somebody else to do that for us, right? Because we want to be focused on our product, on developing our product. That's who you're working with. And so you're coming to them with a proposal that is mutually beneficial, that is going to make you both money. And the beautiful thing about it when you're dropshipping is that it's a no commitment for them. Zero cost to them. If you don't do anything, it doesn't hurt them at all, right? Like, it's only upside for them, potential upside. And so a lot of people, when they think about having this conversation with suppliers, they really overcomplicate it in their mind, right? They think, I'm kind of going and begging for access to their products and this sort of thing. And that's not the right way to think about it. The way to think about it is, You're coming to them with a mutually beneficial business proposal that is zero risk for them. They're not investing money into you. They're not even really investing any time into you either. Maybe a little bit of time to help get you set up with their products and stuff, but pretty much no time. And so what's going to happen is either you make no sales, in which case they just carry on their day the way they were anyway, or you make lots of sales for them and they make more money and you make money and you're both happy, right? And so it's really a very simple conversation. This is literally what they are looking for. They are looking for somebody to sell their products. They are looking for you. And so all you're really doing is you're calling them up and putting yourself into that position. You're calling them up and saying, hey man, I'm calling from this business. We're a retailer of these products in this space. I've seen your products. I think they look fantastic and we'd love to sell them on our website. That's more or less literally the conversation. And then they'll take over and they'll say, oh yeah, okay, well, blah, 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 blah. And you'll go and have a conversation about whatever they need to talk to you about to make that happen. Or, you know, questions they might have for you, or that sort of thing. But there is no complicated. I think a lot of people come to this and think there's some tricks to having that conversation. There really isn't any tricks, right? And it's the relationship is quite simple. Sometimes it might take a few calls, you know, for them to get to know you a little bit, right? And to build that, because it is a relationship at the end of the day between yourself and other people, another person, or other people at that company. And so it might take a few phone calls to progress that a bit further, but like, it's a very simple conversation, I think.
Well, look, we go a lot deeper on a free training on our website. If you want to check it out, it's dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. Absolutely free and on your time. Whenever you want to watch it, hop in there, watch the training, see if you can learn a little bit more about high ticket dropshipping, and maybe, you know, you'll be ready to make one of those phone calls yourself in the near future.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.